We're about to begin Perek Gimel. Perek Beis had to do with what is the Braisa that the entire Mesilas Yeshayahu is based on. That the Pinchas Ben Yoras Braisa started Torah maybe the days of Hiras. So I said, principally, he talks a little bit, especially in the, this is a, in the debate, this is a narrative, but in the debate format, the first format of the Mesilas Yeshayahu, so he does talk a little bit about Torah, that every Maila that we're going to accomplish in Ruchnias is based upon Torah. But it's clear that he was not coming to write about the greatness of Torah. That was not the debate that he wanted to end. And in fact, the two protagonists in the debate, one is a massive Talmud Chacham, that basically knows, you know, apparently Kol HaTorah Kula inside out. But Musa is not his thing. You know, looking into matters of Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, that type of Musa, that did not inspire him. This he held as more truth than obvious things, and there's nothing to make inquiry about. And he winds up together with someone that's obviously also a Talmud Chacham, without any doubt. You can see that he has a great mastery of Torah. And he has a great mastery of Torah. I don't think he's as great necessarily as the first person that he's debating. And not, it's not Mukhrach either way, but he's not necessarily as great in Torah. But he's also a person that's focused on inquiry into Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and Midas, etc. And that's the debate. So the debate is between two people that are both agree that Torah reigns supreme, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo, and what's worth devoting one's life to Torah. The Baal Musar is coming to argue with them that among the things you have to do to be Oyved Hashem, do all types of mitzvahs. So among them, and he says that's really part of Torah itself, is to study the Torah of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Midas, etc. That's also part of Torah. And that's the parameters of the debates. That's why the Ramchal did not spend a lot of time on Torah. But if he was writing it in latter times, for example, you have Reb Chaim Volozhin at the beginning of the 19th century. For him, it was important to write the Shadalet of the Nefesh HaChaim of the significance how great Torah is, because that was less than obvious to many people at his time. And he really started, again, this tremendous emphasis upon Torah Lishma, which was going to emerge, you know, from the yeshiva and Volozhin and become really the mother of all the Lithuanian yeshivas and the massive Torah that we, growth that we have in the world today. At that point, it was felt that it was necessary to enter that discussion of the significance of Torah. Ramchal, at his time, did not feel that was the debate. The debate that he wanted to enter, and he felt was appropriate for his time, was not of the greatness of Torah, but what is the curriculum of Torah. And that the curriculum is more than just the halacha, but all the other things that have to be discussed. So now he's talking the chelke hazehirus. What comprises zehirus? What is it exactly? He talked about its necessity. But what exactly comprises the heroes? The chelke as a heroes. In the arutzul of pakeach al atzmo. So heroes means that a person has a meticulous care, supervision of himself. Things don't happen frivolously, and he takes into account everything that he does. So the Ramchal writes, "Shtayim heina ashkochus atzuchus." There are two things, two perspectives that he has to have. Ha'achas, she is bayin in mahu atov amiti. What is truly good in this world? What's it? She yivchar baya adam, that man should choose for himself. Ha'ra amiti, she yonus, yonus v'nato. And what is improper that he should run away from? Ha'ashliya, we're going to come back to the first one in a moment. That's one of cite both of them. Once he has established what is appropriate and inappropriate, then he has to ask himself, the things that I do, where are my actions? Which categories did I fit into? Okay? For a normal human being, we'll have a lot of things which fit into the good. and some things which fit into the inappropriate. And what he has to do is then carefully ascertain, discern what is in the inappropriate and how to rid himself of the inappropriate. But for the first thing, and the first thing in a certain regard is much more difficult than the second. What is truly good? Now we saw Solanta said that the Yetzirah in and of himself does not scare him so much. He says, I can contest, I can vie with the Yetzirah. And that's as dangerous as the Yetzirah is, but I can deal with the Yetzirah. But the most significant problem that I face is when the Yetzirah dresses himself up as the Yetzirah. And he comes in, he doesn't come to tell me, violate the Torah. Tell me to violate the Torah, I'll tell him where to go. You know, that's not my biggest issue. My biggest issue, the Yetzirah comes and he dresses up, he's very firm, and he's very into Torah, and he's into mitzvahs, and Zahiris and mitzvahs, and Zrizis and mitzvahs. And he says, Yisrael, why don't you do this and this? It's a great mitzvah. And on the surface, it looks like a great mitzvah. And if it is a great mitzvah, then all the Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem that you have pushes you to do it. Because this is what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. And I have to see through the treachery, the trickery, the deceit of the Yetzer Hara, that this is not a mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, then all the frum feelings that I have, appropriate frum feelings of Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, love of Torah, the desire to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom, cannot be associated with this particular action. And this is not so easy to ascertain. We all have our personal biases and prejudices, which distort to some extent our view. And it's only through Torah that we ultimately can ascertain that which is correct. Chazal Ish gives a classic case of it, just to show how difficult it is to know what's right. He says one of the greatest ethics in the Torah is to assist the person that's been near them. If people, in fact, are coming down hard on a person, suing them, giving them a very difficult time in life, so the Torah teaches compassion for such a person. And such a person, we should take up his cause and assist him. You know, he's Nebuch, he's the one that's taking it on the chin. Others are chasing after him. Others are cutting him to ribbons. And who's going to help him? So we should take up such a person. He says, the only problem is that we have to decide in life who is the raider and who's the leader. Who's the one that's the attacker? And who is the one that's being falsely and inappropriately attacked? And he gives one example, but there are many such examples. One example he gives is that there were Malamdin, there were people that were teaching Torah. In Europe, they had more Malamdin than they had schools. Schools, Hadorim, were in many places not so common. They used to hire a Rebbe, and a Rebbe would come and he would teach Talmud. And Bahaya Bayamahu, a second Malamed, showed up in the town and he hung up the shingle and he started teaching Talmud. And as the world goes, usually what's most attractive, whatever's new is most attractive. You know, the old models are the old models. They come out with the new computer, the new cell phone, the new car, that's what everyone's interested in. The old one, that's for the junk bin already. They throw it out. You know, it's had its day. See, had seen better times. So naturally what happens is the parents say, oh, there's a new show in town. Let's sign up for the new show. So the first Muhammad says that the second one that came second, he's an unethical person. He's a person that's destroying my parnosa. And he has no right. He's a masigul. He has no right to come here. I'm established here. I was here before he was here. And now all he's coming to do is to what? Is to undermine my parnosa. Who gives him the right? It's against the halacha to do such a thing. So it's very reasonable, in fact, that people would take up for his course. That he's right. Listen, he was established. He came. He's been learning with the children. And now some interloper is coming in to try to destroy his parnasa, destroy his relationship with his Talmud. So we should take up the first Malama. He says, and that normally would be true in most situations. But what does the halacha say? The Gemara Baba Basra says that when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't apply the principles of a Sagas book. Because why? The Kinasai from Tarba Chachma. That if there's more than one school, if there's more than one person teaching Torah, that each one will feel that he doesn't have a free ride because his talmidim, his customers, have an alternative. If there's an alternative in town, then you have to work a little bit harder to please the customers that you have, make sure they stay with you. If you're the only show, you have a monopoly. So we know what happens with monopoly. Government has a monopoly, we know what they look like. And we have various other monopolies, which we're not simply, but, you know, sometimes it's society feel deems it necessary to have a monopoly. Shoddy service and a little bit of contempt for the customers because you're stuck with me. There's nothing you can do. Nobody else could do this other than me. So the halacha said that certain to have more than one rebbe teaching talmidim in town, more than one school, is a milah because each one will be on their toes. Since each one more, they'll make sure to give a very good product. And a product with mindless with advantages, so each one could point to what he's doing. That's outstanding. And the end result will be that Talmud will learn more Torah. So now it says, so who is the Nirdav? He says, the old Malamed, the Chazanish says, that's taking up the cudgel against the new Malamed. So he's the, so the Nirdav is the new Rebbe, and the Nirdav is rather the, is it the old Rebbe? And therefore, the ones that if you want to save the Nirdav, you should take up the old Rebbe. Or is the Nirdav, the new Rebbe, who the old Rebbe is rallying people against, drive them out of town, a chutzpah. So depending what the halacha is, will dictate which side we should fight for. Which is good. The Torah teaches us to take up for the Nirdav, the person that's being persecuted. But who is the person being persecuted? The new Malamed or the old Malamed? The old Malamed because someone cut it in his territory. Or the new Malamed because the Torah gives sanction. Aloha gives sanction to a new Malamed to come because it's best for the Talmud. So if we don't know what the halacha is, so how when the Rabbi Yisrael says, so I can take up cause for the old Malamed that he's the Nirdav and we're going to fight to the death for him and we're totally misguided. So he says, the most dangerous Nisyanis that we have, and they come in many different fashions. We'll talk about them next time again. But when the Yetzer Hara comes and he dresses up as the Yetzer Tova, he appeals to him. For all your love of Torah, your love of the Rebbeinu Shalom, your Avos Hashem, your Yiras Hashem, all of that should motivate you to take up this course. He says, that's the most dangerous Yetzer Hara that exists from the source of Avos. So therefore, the first thing the Ramchal tells us is we have to be able to define Ma'a Tova Amiti Shiv Kabbalah Oda, what is truly important in this world, and what is really things that we should avoid. And it's in many, many different ways. In all of life, we look at different things and we have attitudes. This is good, that's not good. This we should pursue, this we should push to the side. So until we define clearly for ourselves what's appropriate and what's the inappropriate, we don't know where to go. We can't even begin to start to make a cheshbon of what we're supposed to stick to and what we're supposed to change them up. So Aleph, the Ramchal tells us, is to go through a very difficult process to understand what is appropriate in life and what is inappropriate. And only then can we start to do a cheshbon nefesh, to look in the mirror, well, where do I hold? What are the good causes that I'm involved in and what are the inappropriate things that I'm involved in? So this is the beginning, Rabbi Yosef Paragimel, as it's Hashem on Thursday night. The drosha will be the first here, the drosha pre-Shabbos drosha, as it's Hashem, next week's Parsha Yosef, really. And the latter 15 minutes will be the Silas Yishor. As Hashem, tomorrow night we'll be able to share halacha of the Sefira. Wednesday night we'll be questions and answers. And I have to tell you, I get tremendous cheers, tremendous enthusiasm from joining you each night on the Zoom to see you, Be'ezus Hashem, to share a few moments with you involved in Talmud Torah. It's a certain measure, it's Talmud Torah Barabbah, we're all learning together. Can't exactly do it in one mismedrash on the one roof yet. That too will come. But Baruch Hashem, we're able to learn together. So it is a measure of Talmud Torah Barabbah, and it's very, very uplifting. May the Rabbeinu Shalom grant the sus of the Talmud Torah that we do, Tefillah that we do, the Refuah Shleima, the Chol Chayle Yisrael, especially those that are afflicted with Corona. And may the Rabbeinu Shalom be very Refuah, which will allow our lives to go back to a more normal state of existence. It's good night, Rabbeinu. It's been a pleasure. We're on gallery now, so